and now is the time to be outdoors. What happens if you want to get involved in helping out with the national parks? Well, we've got Tim Hall from National Parks and Wildlife on the line. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, Keith.
What is involved with your volunteer ranger program? I understand that people can get involved being rangers at the moment.
That's right. Yeah, it's a program that's been going for probably 12 months now, but really focused on Adelaide, and it's being stretched out into the regions now. So people can apply to be a volunteer ranger and get out in their local national parks and help the rangers do ranger work.
Now, obviously, because of the success in Adelaide, I'm guessing that's why it's being expanded to the regions at the moment?
Yeah, look, Adelaide, with the population that it's got, was the obvious first area for the program to be rolled out, and it has been quite successful there. Around 100 volunteer rangers primarily in the Adelaide region, and because it's been so successful, we're looking at rolling it out in the regions, including the Eyre Peninsula.
Now, do you think that the success of the volunteer program so far is down to the fact that people want to be involved in preserving the environment, or because people are looking for something to do during the lockdown period?
I think a bit of both, but you know, people who want to volunteer have got an interest in the environment and in their parks, so that plays a big part of it.
Speaking with Tim Hall this morning from National Parks and Wildlife South Australia about the Volunteer Ranger Program being rolled out across the Eyre Peninsula and the Far West as well. What sort of training is involved in being a volunteer ranger?
Yeah, there's some basic safety training given. That's pretty well much it. I think the training in the work that people do comes with the on-ground work that's done. So working alongside rangers in most cases, learning what they do and, going from there.
And then working in with the training side of things, how many days a week or per weekend would a volunteer ranger be expected to offer their services, or is there no particular number?
There is a minimum number of days each year. Look, I think it's around 10 a year. So with the work that goes into getting people on the books and doing the training, the minimum training that's needed, we need a bit of return on investment. So, I think that's 10 days a year as a minimum.
And for more information, you can head along to parks.sa.gov.au and search for the Volunteer Ranger Program. Tim Hall from National Parks and Wildlife South Australia, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thanks a lot.